Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. Because I wanted you to read it together. That's why. And people have different translations. How many translations do we have in the house? How many people have Amplified here? How many people have New King James? Old King James? New International Standard? Okay, let me read from New King James. Verse 20. Now unto him who is able to do what? Abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to what? How can he limit what he can do to what works in you? Shebi, he is God Almighty. How is he able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think? But he now says, according to what? The power that does what? In other words, different people have different levels of power working in them. True or false? How many of you know the power of jealousy can be working in somebody? The power of envy can be working in somebody. The power of offense can be working in somebody. Talk to me. But this one says God is able to do what? Abundantly above all you can what? According to what? So ask your neighbor, what kind of power is at work in you? Now, there are two questions there. What kind and how much? Is it true? What kind and what? That means that everybody has power working in them who is a believer. But what God can do in your life is directly proportional to the level of power that is working inside you. It's a serious matter. Don't you think so? If I'm asking for something this big, and the power at work in me is this small, from this scripture, can I get it? Talk to me now. Maybe I didn't read it well. Let me check again. Now unto him. Who is him? God. Who is what? Able. Is God able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to his mighty power. According to the power that raised Jesus from the dead. According to the power that is what? Now, it means also that he has released some power to work in you. But the extent that that power can work in you is to the extent that it can do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. Am I talking? How many of you agree with it so far? You can see it. Let's look at it closely in case I'm the one trying to read into it what he doesn't say. Read it with me. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Three words. Exceedingly, abundantly, above. That means that his ability is beyond limitation. True or false? But watch this. Above all we can ask or think. That means if you can say, God, I need an oil well. I need an aeroplane. Ask, or how many of you can think big thoughts? Let me see your hands up. I mean, let's go on a journey of thinking some big thoughts now. How big can your thoughts be? Is it taking a trip to Dubai that makes your own thought big, or owning houses in Dubai, or owning the whole of Dubai? How big can your thoughts be? From the way you are looking, you have lost you already. Shall I go through that again? Traveling to Dubai, for some people, is big. They enter the plane for the first time. Owning houses, owning one house in Dubai, you're a rich man, who? Owning a 2, 3, 4 houses in Dubai is big. What about owning a whole city called Dubai? Can your thoughts accommodate that? I want you to see level of thinking now. This scripture says God is able to do. So, can you see that there is no limitation on what you can think about? You can sit down now and be thinking about you flying your private jet. How many of you find that difficult to do? Let me see. Answer. Flying private jet. I mean, let me pass my next exam first. I mean, let me have my next meal. Don't kid me. True or false? It's possible. But whatever level you can think, whatever level you can ask, this scripture says God is able to do what? All you can what? But you see what I'm saying here? Your thinking and your asking is limited to something. His ability to do it is unlimited, but he's only limited to doing it according to the power that works in you. How many of you would like to know about that power? Not only to know about it, but to rev it up. It's one thing to have power. It's another thing for the power to be in manifestation. Is somebody here? Are you with me? The way he has, this man is speaking Greek. Because the scripture says God is able. Ever say God is able? So we have no problem with God's ability. True or false? As far as heaven is concerned, God's ability is unlimited. But the question is, how much of that power is at work inside you? That's why I gave you an example. Have you seen jealousy at work before? Where somebody is green with jealousy and envy. Is that not true? Have you seen anger at work? Have you seen? So there are different types of power. But I know that those who came to church today, it's not anger and jealousy at work in them. And I hear a loud amen. Amen. It's the power of God that's at work in you. I said it's the power of God that's at work in you. Because this is a charge, my wife is still bringing the word for today. I'm just charging you up. Are you being charged? Are you being charged? Are you being charged? I want you to know the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is at work in you. I want you to know the power of God's word is at work in you. I said the power of the Holy Ghost is at work in you. But I want to show you another scripture before I give you the key. Turn with me in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. From verse 9. Are you there? It says, but as it is written. Once again, we want to see some things. It says, I has not seen. Is that what it wrote in your Bible? Nor ear heard. Nor have entered into what? The things which God has what? Think about that first. I has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has it what? The things that what? If ear has not seen, I mean eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it hasn't entered, how then can you access it? Let's read on. But God has done what? Revealed them to us. But this one is past tense, so he said he has already revealed. But do you know them? Talk to me now. No. He said he has already revealed, but do you know them? No. He said yes. No. Okay, if you know them, tell me. He said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It hasn't entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. But he has revealed them to us by who? For the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except what? That means there's some things about you that you don't know in your mind, but your spirit knows. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Your spirit knows some things about you that your mind doesn't know. Watch this. Next line. Even so, no one knows the things of God except who? Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of... Read it with me now. But the spirit who is from? That we might do what? The things that have been what? These things we also speak. That means these things that we don't know yet in the natural. These things that have been revealed to us by the Spirit. We also do what? How can you speak what you don't know? I'm going somewhere. These things we also speak. Where's the verse again? 13. Not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with what? But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Nor can he know them, because they are what? I'm going somewhere. I want to tell you some secret that will help you to push on to the next level. This is just a charge. You know what I found out? All through the book of Acts, whenever they heard that the word of God was accepted, whether it's in Samaria, Antioch, wherever, they would send some people to go and lay hands on them, true or false. Why? So that they can be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of what? How many of you know that when Paul was prayed for by Ananias, the Bible says when Ananias prayed for him, the scales fell out and he was filled with the Spirit. Paul said in another place, I'm glad I speak in tongues more than you all. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14 that anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to man, but speaks to who? And in the Spirit he speaks what? Mysteries are unknown things. Things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered the heart of man. These things we speak in a language that the Spirit teaches. Is somebody hearing me? I want you to know that the secret of the power that is at work in you is when you look at what the Holy Ghost, whenever the Holy Ghost moved in the book of Acts to fill people up, what was one thing he gave them? Tongues. Ability to speak in a prayer language. My brother, my sister, I know in this church we pray a lot in tongues. Time has come to maximize that tongue talking, because that is the secret of power that is at work in you. You see, the power of the word is one. Don't get me wrong. The power of the Spirit is activated by speaking in tongues. Whew! I want us to make a fresh discovery of what it means to speak in tongues. You know what that means to me? You will download, heaven will download into the hard drive of your spirit the things that are in the mind of God for you. Your spirit will upload to heaven the things that are in your own spirit. Then your mind becomes the screen that picks up information. Then you now have what it takes to do the will of God. You will make the right decisions. You will think the right thoughts. Why? Because you are in spirit-to-spirit communication with God. Paul says, my spirit prayer, my understanding is unfruitful. That means the thing bypasses your understanding. Why? There are things deeper than what you can think, ask, and all that. Because the power of God is active. Ever say activated. The power of God is what? Every time you see God move, it's because somebody paid the price in talking in tongues. Am I talking here? Because that's where the power of God is. If you want to see the gifts of the Spirit in your life, pray more in tongues. Many evangelists, when they meet them and say, how, what? It says, I spend a couple of hours praying in tongues. Why? Because they know that the praying in tongues is the activation of the power that is resident on their inside. That's the secret I want to give you as I charge you today. That it's time to major on praying in tongues. You see, it didn't say, you see, the Bible says we know not how to pray for as we ought. Is that not true? But the Spirit helpeth what? There are times when you do devotional tongues. Father, I word, oh Rabasante Korea Bababash. The time when you do worship tongues, then there's time when you do warfare tongues. How many of you know they are different? How many of you have heard warfare tongues before? Those ones are loud. They come back. The power inside yourself will wake up. Say, this kind of noise, I can't stay silent. Is somebody hearing me today? But you know what Jude said? But ye beloved, building up yourself and your most holy faith. So, are you ready for the next level? It's time to invest more time in praying in tongues to move to the next level. In case you are here and you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, meet the pastors and say, please lay hands on me so I can be filled. Because that's the beginning of the next. Revelation will flow to you. Wisdom will flow to you. The word of God will come alive. You know, when the Bible says we're seated with him in heavenly places, he's not conscious. We are not conscious sitting with him. But when you start speaking in tongues, you see yourself sitting in heavenly places. The things of God will come alive. And it's time for it to come alive so much that heaven will kiss earth and a revival will break out. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Shout hallelujah, somebody. So be upstanding right now and let's just charge ourselves before we receive God's word today. Oh, Jakila marapakatale, ole masopreketale brushte galishte gagaya, zekila mandush, rebakilo moshakaya. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Rebola brakiste praninglo kotrada, le shokala balaya, yedele borakete subseningle kotradishte ba. Le baraga de gele borobo koso prokotelish de baradega ba. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Repala robo solo barige de gele de dogoyo bobodu. Yelo borakatai. Solo borogo de gele. Thank you, Father. Isopreke dayaba. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be God. In the name of Jesus. Say this after me. Father, I thank you. I'm born of God. And your spirit resides on the inside of me. He has granted me the spirit language by which I communicate with the Father, spirit to spirit. I speak the mysteries of God. I download the plans and purposes of God. And I release from my heart adoration and worship, interaction with the Spirit of God. So help me, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's welcome our own dear mama, prophetic mama.